In today's podcast, we discuss the joy of not only receiving, but giving the blessing. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, growing up, I remember always being fascinated with magicians and all of the sleight of hand and illusions that go into making their magic happen. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about twisted spells and dark magic, but like simple card tricks like those that I tried to learn as a kid. I remember even I bought my first trick deck at Navy Pier, and it had secret instructions for how to use it to do different tricks. And it always was cool to me that the magician was the only one who knew the secret to each trick. Well, except one person. The assistant. If they had an assistant, the assistant didn't have the burden of making the trick work, but they understood the inside dealing of each trick. They had the inside scoop on what the magician was up to. Now, Jesus is well beyond any sort of magician or parlor trick act. He is the God that works miracles. Several of his miracles were done for many to see and be in awe of. But his first miracle we read in John chapter 2, and it's done in obscurity. Jesus turns water into wine quietly and saves the hosts of this wedding from embarrassment. Initially, Jesus was hesitant to perform the miracle even, but at his mother's insistence, when he finally went forward with it, he actually gives us a good example of what it's like when God moves. Let's read some of the encounter in John chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." We see not only did Jesus step up and bless the party, but he exceeded expectations. Often when God decides it's time for his intervention, it is in a profound way that causes great celebration. But more to the point that God has me chewing on today, God moved in a way that people didn't even recognize it was him worthy of the praise. Though most of all there were unaware of God's involvement, some folks knew, the servants. They were blessed with the awareness of God's intervening power, not simply because they witnessed God move, but because God used those who were positioned to be used. The servants saw and were a part of the miracle. Then it says that the disciples believed in Jesus after this. It doesn't say that all those at the wedding were celebrating there and got saved, but those closest to Jesus witnessed and were convinced of his glory as it was manifested there. When God moves, it's not always simply on behalf of those he blesses, but those who get to do the blessing. The servants saw the miracle and were moved. Here's the question for you. Are you staying open to being used by God to bring forth the blessing that he has planned? Not only are we to receive a blessing from God, but we need to expect to be a part of the vessel that God uses to bring the blessing. So right now, let's pray together that we look for opportunities to not only receive from the Lord, but to be used to give what he's poured in and through us to others. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you don't stop blessing. that there is nothing too low, no need too small, even the embarrassment of hosts at a party, even the lack of, you know, refreshments, Lord God, you saw that necessary to intervene, Lord God. We thank you that you are still a God who intervenes in even the smallest and to the height of the darkest and most difficult places, Lord God. We continue to cry out for you and look for you to bless us. But Lord, not only that, we ask that you would prepare our hearts, continue to humble us, put us in position to be servants of you, Lord God, to be ready and able to move and operate as you call us, to do things that don't make sense, like going and filling up jars with water when we know people are looking for wine. But as you say so, Lord God, help us to respond in obedience, knowing that the blessing is not only for those, but for us, Lord God, as we get to see you move and move through us. We thank you that you use us, Lord God. Don't stop choosing us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope it's blessed you guys, and I hope you now grab a hold of the thing that I say at the end of each and every one of these episodes. Be blessed and be a blessing. I'll see y'all tomorrow.